This is an Iowa Pork Congress report. I'm Dennis Morris, and this Pork Congress report is being brought to you by Gengler Feeds of Remsen and also Automated Product Systems of Sioux City. And I'm joining right now with the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Naig. Mike, you appeared earlier this morning with the officials of the Iowa Pork Producers Association. I know that nutrient runoff and water quality is always a major concern, and you appeared at a news conference. The pork producers have basically committed $25,000 to help some producers and others to help with this. So share with us what's it going to involve.
That's right. So we're down here at Pork Congress today and made an announcement earlier this morning about that Pork Producers is contributing a $25,000 again this year, and this is the third year that they've made this contribution. And those dollars are being used, we use those to leverage against state cost share to install bioreactors and saturated buffers on the land of our pig farmers across the state. So this is a great way to highlight the importance of public-private partnerships in getting this work done. So we're thrilled to once again work with pork producers all across the state to be looking at these practices.
Now, the $25,000, you mentioned that this is the third year that the pork producers have made this type of commitment. I'm wondering, are other farm groups, organizations, and livestock production organizations also coming up and stepping to the plate and helping with this?
They really have. This is unique in that, you know, we're targeting pork producers here with these dollars, but we have seen evidence of our ag community really investing in the form of the Iowa Ag Water Alliance, which is really which is corn, soy, and Farm Bureau. We've got the Iowa Nutrient Research and Education Council, which is housed at the Agribusiness Association and involves several of our commodity groups. And so we see evidence time and time again of, again, private dollars, private investment on the part of our ag groups and companies, increasingly so across the state. And today, again, we were highlighting something that's really specific to getting practices installed, but we know that our ag community is really engaged in a variety of ways, outreach, education, you know, what have you, and just, again, ways to help us accelerate our efforts to implement practices across the state.
Yep. Mike, of course, the Iowa legislature is just getting underway. Last week was a lot of ceremonial sessions, I guess. Now they're actually going to roll up their sleeves and get to work. A year ago, the first bill that came out was the water quality bill. Does it look like, from your standpoint, you've had a chance to visit with legislators, will they address water quality again in this session, or are they feeling like, we've done that last year, we want to move on to something else?
Well, I think we're going to continue to have a conversation about water quality and soil conservation in the state of Iowa, and I expect that to happen every year. The good news is that this year, we do not necessarily have to address that funding piece because, as you point out, last year, the first bill signed by the governor was one that laid out long-term dedicated funding for water quality over the next 11 years. And so this fiscal year that we're in this year, we received an additional $2 million specifically targeted at conservation practices. Next fiscal year will be $4 million. And in the third year, it'll be ramp up to $15 million. Again, specifically targeted to practices like bioreactors, saturated buffers, wetlands, and those types of things. And so that puts us on a great trajectory to accelerate our efforts. So we don't have to talk about it in a funding sense this year. But again, I stress that repeatedly that this is not the last conversation we're ever going to have about how to fund water quality, how to fund conservation in the state. But we're in a good place this year because of what happened during the last session.
All right. My thanks again to Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig. This has been an Iowa Pork Congress report brought to you by Gengler Feeds of Remsen and Automated Product Systems of Sioux City.